Well, did that experience help to shape your view of other races?
Very much so, very much so. My father has always been a progressive. I was raised to think progressively. And Dad was going to college at the same time while he was in the Air Force at Middle Tennessee State University, and he started a beacon school in Smyrna as part of his practice teaching. And that was a tuition program, or not tuition, where they... You tutor younger kids. Older kids tutor younger kids. Where they're if you're strong in English, then you tutor another English student, you know, help them, or math or whatever. And because most of the kids we were tutoring were African American, and we were using this little school out in the African American community, they cut the water off. The city fathers cut the water off to the school because they didn't want the program. And so my father said, okay, fine. He went out and got 5 gallon cans, and we trucked water in every day, you know, so we could flush the commodes and, you know, we could have a drink of water.
And this was in Smyrna, Tennessee?
This was in Smyrna, Tennessee.
About what year was this?
This was 1969. And I remember my sociology teacher, and she and I went head to head every day, because I'd say, you know what they did? Well, this is the way it's supposed to be. And she was the daughter, the granddaughter of a plantation owner. And she, and she would talk about, oh, well, you know, I would go out to the cabins and check on our people, you know, she would say. And I'd just look at her and say, and they had the cleanest dirt floors. And I'd sit there and look at her and say, dirt floors? This is 1969, and you're proud of someone's dirt floors? Yeah, and so I was a budding progressive and firebrand then, so we would have, you know, some interesting discussions.
Did that ever make you a target of any of the aggression?
If it was, my attitude was sort of like, okay, fine, you know, whatever, if you don't want to be my friend. I was asked to leave the Girl Scouts. but
tell us about that.
Well, I think it was more social that, you know, I was a Catholic, Italian, and I didn't quite fit. The Girl Scout, I had been a cadet in Tennessee. And when we moved, I joined the cadet troop in Smyrna. And, of course, I was like, oh, you know, it'd be nice to these people. Why aren't they, can I have the girl that lives next door to me come? You know, oh, no. So we were asked, and I was just kind of disinvited to the troop meetings.
Well, did that change your view of people of your own race in any way?
No, because I took it on an individual basis. It's sort of, you know, it's based on, at that time, you're listening to Dr. King's speeches also, and it really is based on character, and, not, because, I knew Italians who were in the mafia, but not all Italians are mafia. My grandfather, was owned a speakeasy, but not all Jewish people own speakeasies. It's kind of like, you base thing on people's individual acts and actions.
Thinking back to that time, how has your view of other races evolved since 1969?
It really hasn't changed. It really, I think it's still based on individual actions. I think a lot of it's hype, a lot of it's window dressing. A lot of people are fearful of what they see as different, when all they have to realize it's just window dressing. It doesn't make a difference, not to the real person. Mm-hmm. And I've always stuck to that. That's how I,